Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford. I'm the editor of the Redditch Standard, and welcome to the Redditch Standard podcast. Joining me this week, I am delighted to have in the studio none other than Elaine Whitfield of once of BRMB Radio, now of St. Stephen's Church. And I gather, Elaine, first of all, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Ross.
I gather that, you've written a passion play for Easter, which is going to be performed at St. Stephen's. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Next Wednesday, the 17th.
A passion play. What's all that about?
Well, the week leading up to Easter is called Holy Week or Passion Week. And Passion Week is a time when we remember the events of Jesus between Palm Sunday and his resurrection. We see the passion of Jesus lived and the passion that he died. We share in Jesus's passion through our worship of him. And so the title Passion Play represents the passion with which Jesus willingly went to the cross to pay for the sins of all his people, and through his death has given us the gift of eternal life.
Right. Okay, so why should people go and see this play then?
Well, the play that I've written, I've called it The Easter Story, and I've written it with a contemporary element to try and show that God's story is as relevant for today as it was 2,000 years ago.
Right. Do you think that's being lost in today? Because it's all about chocolate eggs these days, isn't it?
It is, and bunnies.
And yes, chocolate bunnies as well. Those ones with the little bells are very nice, aren't they? But you think that people have lost something. Something's been lost along the way.
I think that people are looking for something. And I think it's a way that we can show exactly what we have to offer.
Right. I came very close to mentioning the B word there, which has been banned from this podcast. Because people do seem kind of lost at the moment, don't they?
They do.
With the B word going on and everything else.
Yes. And it's interesting, I'm in St. Stephen's obviously quite a lot. And when people have a problem, whether or not they go to church, that's where they come to talk about their problems and to sit in the quiet and to have a little bit of peace.
Yes, it's always there, isn't it? It's a place for reflection and, as you say, some peace and quiet.
It is, and it's an absolute privilege to be part of that. And when people come in and if they have a problem, sometimes they'll say, "Will you pray with me?" And that is such a privilege and an honour to do that.
Do you think these days that people have got this a facade then of we're getting on, we're doing okay, everything's all right, but deep down there's a pull to the church?
There is, very definitely there is.
And of course at Easter is possibly, I know we've talked about this earlier, yes, it's possibly the most significant time in the religious calendar, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Christian faith is framed by the two events that we celebrate as holidays, Christmas and Easter. And Easter, in many ways, is the most important. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, but Easter is the roller coaster journey.
That's right. It's the rebirth of Jesus. If Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, then Easter is the rebirth, surely.
Well, it's the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem through the events leading up to the arrest, the trial, the execution, and uniquely the resurrection.
And this is illustrated in this play you've written.
Yes. I've written it in a simple style, and it has the contemporary element. And there's quite a few surprises along the way. I'm not going to say too much about that. You've got to come and see it.
Oh, right. I imagine I am going to be there because our sound engineer Ian always has a go at me because I gather it's free, isn't it?
Absolutely.
He'll be there then. He'll be there. Or if you've got a free ticket for him. Can I ask a silly question? You know, I mean, surely if any religious people, I'm afraid I'm not, but any religious people who've already read the book, won't they know exactly what's going to happen?
Well, I suppose in lots of ways they will know. They will know the story. Hmm. But the way it is interpreted and to show the way that a modern-day family will see it and bring to life that story.
You have a CD here, so is it a musical, this thing?
There are various worship songs throughout to raise the drama. And there will be some audience participation, so beware, Ross.
He'll be up on the mic, he will.
And but I gather it's also it's a time-travelling sort of thing, because it starts in the modern day, but you've also been looking for Roman soldiers, haven't you?
I have, yes. And that probably has been the hardest thing to find. It's very difficult to get men to take part in a play, I've discovered.
Is that right? Possibly because they've got to wear sort of little mini-skirts, I guess, and armour. Is that right, to be Roman soldiers?
Well, it's not quite a miniskirt, but yes, they have got to wear the uniform and the hat and the plumes on the hats.
They've got to show off their knees.
Absolutely.
My goodness. Well, if that
I can see our editorial director. He's a bit of a thespian. I can see him in a Roman tunic.
Yeah, that's Matthew Salisbury, our editorial director, and he is a bit of a thespian, yes. He...
Now you tell me.
next year.
Yes, okay.
Because I gather you're hoping that this is going to become an annual event.
Well, this started out, when I started to write this, it was all from a passing comment that our vicar, Paul Lawler, said. And it was at a time where I wasn't in the best place, I'd just lost my parents, but I thought, I want to do something with this, and I carried on, and then every so often this thought would still pop back into my head, you need to write a passion play. And I thought, well, I've never done anything like this before, so I would then push it to one side and keep popping back, and then I prayed into it, to be perfectly honest, and I said, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, then you need to show me how I'm going to do this, or give me the wherewithal to do it. And a few days later, I woke up and I sat down and I thought, yes, I've got an idea. And I wrote the play within 2 hours. It was amazing. It just flowed. It was wonderful.
My goodness. That's amazing.
And now that we're bringing it to fruition, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be nice if we could do a passion play that we take around the town 1 year? So that's the thought that's in my head. Whether it's feasible, I have no idea, and I will need an awful lot of help from the people of Redditch to be able to do it. But it would be a wonderful thing to do.
It would. So it's something to look forward to, but we've got it. It's next week, isn't it, the passion play? Do you want to tell us where and when?
Yes, it's Wednesday the 17th of April. Doors open at 6 o'clock, the performance starts at 6:30. There will be refreshments, which are free. And
there you go, Ross.
Yeah.
Free refreshments.
Free refreshments as well.
Food as well.
You'll be there.
And it's at St Stephen's Church.
That's fantastic. So if you want to put some passion into your Easter this year, this Easter holiday, it's on the 17th of April. It's a Wednesday, doors open at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
6:30 start, and it's free, and free refreshments. It's hard to resist. It's impossible to resist.
Yeah, do come along.
I will do, and I hope lots and lots of our listeners will as well. It's going to be a great evening. Thank you very much for coming to the studio, Elaine. And I know you're going to stick around.
I am.
Because we've got a few news topics to talk about, so... We'll carry on with those.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard Podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Right, coming up in this week's paper, we have Lizzie Tovey, who's, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Tovey, T-O-V-E-Y, who is taking part in the London Marathon on April the 28th, and she is partially sighted. She is running with a guide runner, a chap called Corin Elliott, and she's hoping to raise £4,500 for Guide Dogs for the Blind. And I think that's an amazing thing to do. I don't know how you feel about that, Elaine.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Doesn't it make you feel humble that somebody will go ahead and do that?
I know. It's. I mean, the furthest I've run was a quarter marathon many, many years ago. It used to be called the Droitwich Fun Run. And It was terrible. I managed it in about an hour. Very, very, very painful. 6 miles, 6.25 miles, not to be recommended. So to do 26 and a bit miles.
Is this her first marathon?
It's not her first marathon, although she only started running a couple of years ago. And so she's, you know, she knows what she's doing.
She's got the bug still.
She's got the bug, yeah.
And I think that's tremendous, really do.
Yeah, guide dogs sort of blind. Apparently, this 4.5K she's hoping to raise will take care of a guide dog for 2 years, which is fantastic.
It is, and you absolutely transform somebody's life with that.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. And if you want to help her raise some money, you can do so by logging on to virginmoneygiving.com/runlizzyrun. So go and give her all your support. Moving on, this is an interesting one, and I don't know if you might have an opinion on this as well, Ian. There's plans going before Redditch Borough Council to put up 75, this is just an illustrative sort of number, 75, and they're called residential units, on land between Britain Street and Edward Street in the town centre.
Where's that? I was trying to work this out.
Well, I was explaining to Elaine, if you go down Unicorn Hill,
yeah,
past the bus station, and on your right, there used to be an old factory there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that is Edward Street down there.
Right.
And if you carry on along, you come to Britain Street. The next street along is Britain Street. And facing Bromsgrove Road, you've got Ashley Works.
Right.
And it's going to be on land behind Ashley Works, between Ashley Works, really, and Vernier Springs at the other end. And that's where it's going to be.
Well, that's good then, isn't it? Is it not good?
It is good. It is good.
It's a bit of a sort of dead area, isn't it, down there?
It is at the moment, yeah. It's an old disused factory there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing about it is that the proposal is for 26 houses,
mm-hmm,
and the rest will be flats. But the interesting thing that struck me was that they're making provision for 132 cycle parking places, bicycle places.
Why?
Well, this is the interesting thing. There's going to be so many two-bedroom flats and so many one-bedroom flats. And under planning regulations, you're meant to provide so many parking spaces per house or per flat. But they, you know, the thinking is that these one-bedroom units will not have any parking place at all.
That won't work.
Well,
that was my thought.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
And what they're saying is there is plenty of free parking after something like 7 o'clock in the area. But it's a kind of encouragement for people to get on their bikes.
Oh, that's just stupid. That is stupid. Whose idea is that?
It's a proposal.
it's nuts, that is. Absolute nuts. I mean, nearly everybody will have a car. And most houses will have two cars.
Well.
Let's get rid of the cars and get the bike.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the flaws in the plan.
It's flawed. Trust me, it's flawed.
Because from where it is, you've got to go uphill, whichever way you go. You know, maybe you could go down Hill Road, but...
And you've got to pretty much work in Redditch Town Centre, haven't you?
Well, it's right by the train station, though. It's right by the bus station. You've got transport links right at your doorstep.
Okay. No.
And think of the money you'd save by not having a car.
No, I know you're a cyclist, but this is a ridiculously stupid idea. And also, if you go down Easemore Road, right, there's a cycle lane and you can't use it because there's cars parked... on it all the time, every day.
Oh, I had this with the PCSO going up Studley Road a couple of weeks ago.
Well, there you go then. So, I mean, what's the point of, encouraging people to use bikes and there's nowhere to ride them?
There they were. They were outside St. Bede's School. And I was pedalling past and I thought, they must be doing something about cars parking in the bike lane. So I pulled over and said, oh, I'm glad to see you're getting stuck in there and moving these cars along. And they said, well, actually, we're here for something else. And the law apparently is that with a cycle lane, if it's a dotted line, cars can park quite happily in the bike lane. However, if it's a solid line, they can't. So at the moment in Redditch, it's dotted lines all over the place for the bike lanes, and cars can quite happily park there.
What's the point of having them?
I couldn't agree more.
Especially down Easewall Road, you got massive. You haven't got much space, and you've got these buses going up and down.
Speed
there,
bumps.
And you've got speed ramps, and then you've got the cyclists in the middle of the road.
No, the cyclists aren't in the middle of the road.
They have to.
Oh yes, if the cars cars are parked there, I couldn't agree more.
It's ridiculous. And some clown now wants to put 132 cycle places instead of
Going on? Somewhere to put your bike then.
it'll have to stay there, won't it? Because you can't ride it anywhere.
Stay.
Not happy with this at all.
So your message would be to Redditch planners.
You don't hear my message. Ridiculous.
Moving on. Mm. finally, we've got a Redditch school, Aswood Bank First School, which some years ago started this new thing. It's a walking bus, and we're back on the old parking outside schools business again. And the idea is to give the kids a bit of exercise and to form a walking bus where they have a meeting point. The kids get dropped off some distance away from the school, and then they can all walk to school together, supervised, of course.
Well, I think that's a cracking idea, but I'm a massive fan of park and ride. And you go to big cities, and it's great to just, you've got this massive car parking space, and a bus comes along all the time, you jump in the bus, you go into town, it's fantastic. Why can't similar things happen with schools? Why can't you have a place where all the parents go, where it's easily accessible, you park, and then the school then runs something, I don't know, a vehicle,
shuttle buses.
A minibus or something, just to take the kids to school.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a brilliant idea. I should be on the Redditch Council,
not these
clowns with the 132 cycles.
Yeah. Vote Hanley.
Excellent.
Vote for good sense.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you agree with that?
I do, yes. I think it's great as well that they're not sitting in the car looking at their tablets.
Are you a cyclist or a car person?
I've got a car. I admit it, I have a car.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't let these people, you know, make you feel bad about running around in a car.
But you're in comfortable walking distance of the town centre,
aren't
you?
Yes, I do walk up to church.
Yeah.
Not often, but I do.
Yeah. I bet you use the free parking spaces, don't you? Yeah. I know your sort.
Having said that, I mean, you're within easy walking distance of the town up in Churchill, aren't you?
Well, not easy. It's a 30-minute walk, and of which you can probably see I don't do much of that at the moment.
I thought it was all part of the weight loss program.
I know what you're going to say. It's kind of Easter. I'm waiting till the Easter eggs are finished, and then start again.
Well, you know, we look forward to that moment.
I would ride my bike, but I can't because there's cars parked all the way up the side of the road.
Yeah. Hope you're listening, Redditch Police.
Is it a police or the council thing, this?
It's a local authority thing, I think. The local authority, yeah.
Because I cynically believe that a part of a government directive is that every town must have cycle lanes. So you have cycle lanes and then you can tick it off then. But whether they're used properly or policed or anything, nobody really cares. It's just something they can tick off. Oh, we've done that. Am I just being cynical?
As always.
Well, Easewall Road is absolutely farcical.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And as I explained, if it's a dotted line or a dashed line, cars are allowed to park there. You need solid lines, and that's up to the county council. It'd be Worcestershire County Council. It's their responsibility.
That's just a cop out, because I mean, having a cycle lane with dotted lines, what's the point of having the cycle lane? Well, cars can just go. I mean, there's no parking for people in who work in Redditch, so they're all parking down there anyway.
That's true enough.
And then you get the cycle lanes that end in the middle of nowhere.
You do indeed.
Oh yeah, hilarious they are. Yeah, and that happens down there as well. I'm going to video this next week. We've got a YouTube channel now, Redditch Standard YouTube channel. No videos yet. I'm going to get one. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to put my little cycle helmet on with the camera, go down there, and I'll show you how bad it is.
Well, okay, I might just join you on that, because I've got a camera for my bike.
I'll
film the parking outside Woodfield and St. Pete's.
Yeah.
We'll splice the film together.
We will, yeah, and we'll send it to whoever can do anything about these things.
That sounds really interesting. You ought to do a route around Redditch.
Hmm. Oh, I don't know. That's a
bit far to cycle, that is.
I'll drive behind him, but he can go on his bike.
Right. I think we just about covered everything cycling there. Except to say, don't forget the Redditch Bike Race Tour Series is coming to Redditch on May the 9th, which we'll be covering in podcasts to come. Elaine, thank you very much for coming to the studio today and sharing with us Redditch Easter's Passion Play, which is happening in Church on the Green, St. Stephen's Church, on the 17th of April. Thank you very much for that. Thank you also to Ian, our sound engineer. And now we're going across to Claire, who's got all our What's On news. So it's over to you, Claire.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Redditch and Ulster areas. And I'm lucky to be joined this week with Ian Hanley, our producer, who'll be chatting about the week's events with me.
Yep, I go everywhere, me. Always out, always out and about.
Always out and about. Well, starting off on Friday, the 12th of April. Now, we were just talking on another podcast about the Bootleg Beatles performing later this week in Worcester, but here in Redditch, we have the Mersey Beatles performing on Friday night at the Palace Theatre. And in researching these guys, I just read that John Lennon's sister, Julia Bard, said in 2008... There are a lot of Beatles tribute bands all over the world, and I've seen them all, but the Mersey Beatles are the best I've ever heard. So that's quite a good recommendation, isn't it?
It is, but I bet she hasn't seen them all.
Probably, there's quite a few.
I should imagine there's several million of them, but there you go.
Yeah, well, the Bootleg Beatles are really known all over the world, aren't they, as the best, and they're performing in Worcester. But I think this is a good recommendation, though, coming from John Lennon's own sister.
I like them to look like the act.
I do too,
as well.
And all the costumes.
I think, yeah.
Well, you can.
I used to play in a band.
Did you?
Called the Rebates.
I like it.
And we in Evesham this was, and we played loads of that. The guitarist was a massive Beatles fan.
Yeah.
And so, because he was the only one that knew music really, because I was just a drummer.
What did you? You were the drummer.
I was the drummer. So he. So we used to play loads of Beatles stuff. So I'm a mad fan. Love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I bet she didn't see us.
Have you got any video footage?
Have you?
We're going to have to put that on the new YouTube channel.
Well, the guitarist has got it, and he lives in Stourport, so I've got to get it off him first.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Amazing. Well, we also have the Deadshots performing at the Queen's Head in Redditch on Friday night too. These guys are local boys who are truly incredible, and they play all their own compositions mostly, along with the occasional cover of a classic and sometimes unexpected song from anywhere from the 1950s to the modern day. Their current album, Wanted, was released earlier this year, and it's gaining network and international radio play all over. So they're a band to watch. They're doing great things, and they're from this area.
Who are they?
They're called the Deadshots, and they're performing at the Queen's Head in Redditch on Friday night. So yeah, you're making a note of them. You're going to check them out.
I'm making a note of it, because I'm not sure whether we had, because last year we used to do a podcam sort of thing, and a video blog, and we had videos from local bands, and I'm sure Deadshots was one of them.
They could have been. Yeah. They're pretty good, apparently. So I'm dying to check them out as well, especially now that they're becoming well known. We'll have to get them in the paper, etc.
Absolutely, yeah.
We also have Nicholson back performing at the Winnie Yates Bar and Grill on Friday night too. These guys are a lot of fun, and they do lots of indie Britpop and 60s anthems, plus some of their own original music. Definitely another local band to check out, Nicholson. Moving on to Saturday, the 13th of April, we have a 60s night with the Ultimate 60s Tribute Band happening at... And do you know what? I say their name every week wrong. Tell me how to say it. You're local.
The Oast House.
The Oast House.
Yeah. What do you keep saying?
The Oast House.
Oh, good grief.
I don't know.
People laugh at you in Redditch.
Probably.
You know.
I know.
Oh, here's another one while we're at it.
Can I tell you something else that you mispronounce and everybody laughs?
Go on.
Right, I'll spell it out and then you pronounce it, right?
Okay.
B-E-O-L-E-Y.
Bioli.
No, it's not Bioli, it's pronounced Bealey.
Bealey. Mm. Do you know what? I'm from Birmingham. I can't help it. It's my Birmingham accent. Yeah. Well, sorry about my mispronunciations. I will have to do a better job. And do you know who I should ask for help? The impersonator, Deborah Stevenson, and her 100 voices. She's coming to the Palace Theatre on Saturday. You've probably seen her on TV on Dead Ringers. Have you seen that? You love your TV shows.
Yeah,
so she's
brilliant.
On
she is.
Dead Ringers. She's also on The Impression Show and her new ITV1 panel show, The Imitation Game. But she's probably best known, actually, for her role on Bad Girls. Did you ever see Bad Girls? Great series.
I think I did.
And she was also on Coronation Street. I've never watched Coronation Street, so I don't know who she was on that. But anyway, she's absolutely incredible. And in this show, her show, she takes you on a nostalgic journey, apparently, through six decades of popular music, paying tribute to many of the world's favourite singers, from Billie Holiday to Paloma Faith, Barbara Streisand and Adele, etc. As you might expect, there's plenty of fun and laughter along the way as she lampoons today's most ubiquitous celebrities, she tells me. Get your tickets quick before they go at the Palace Theatre. And I think it's going to be a great night. She's really, truly incredible.
She's a really good singer as well, apparently.
I think so. This is what she does. She does all the different songs and she does like a little bit of stand-up and comedy. And yeah, it's supposed to be really, really good. Also, on Saturday night, we've got some great live music happening across Redditch. The Chemistry set will be performing at the Woodland Cottage. We've also got a great music night happening at the Queen's Head in Redditch with the Army of Skanks, Inderfish and the Dementias performing there. And we also have the very talented Caroline Blake at South Redditch Social Club. She does a lot of 80s music through to the current day, bringing you all the classics from mostly female artists. She's really, really good. Another local girl doing great things, so definitely one to watch there. Moving on to Sunday the 14th of April, we have a Watch the Middle East talk happening with the Redditch, now this is a word I'm going to murder, Christadelphians, I think that's what their name is, happening at their headquarters on the Birchfield Road. You can find out all the details on their website, which is redditch-christadelphians.org.uk. Do you know much about the Middle East?
No.
Nor me. I think we need to go to this talk. Yeah. Apparently they're a lovely welcoming group and it's nice to go and learn something and make new friends.
It's warm there. I know that much.
Sunny. Mm. Then afterwards on Sunday night, we have Alan's charity quiz night happening at the Bell Inn in Asselbank. 9 p.m. start there. It's always a great night there. And on Monday, the 15th of April, there's a great train robbery presentation being given by Ian Bobsket at the Ulster Unionist Club, if anyone fancies that, 7:30 p.m. start there. Then on Tuesday, the 16th of April, don't forget, it's smartphone speed quiz night again at the Bell Inn in Aswerbank, 9 p.m. start. And then on Wednesday, the 17th of April, we've been asked to mention the Junior Golf Academy, which will be happening at the Abbey Hotel, theabbeyhotel.co.uk for all the details on that. So if you've got any little budding Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelsons in your family, get them along for an entertaining golf day.
You mentioned in Americans there, or Nick Faldo's, or...
That's true.
Yes.
I mentioned the two golfers I know that came
American.
To the top of my head. So yeah, if you've got any British superstars in the making, get them along. It's a lovely golf course we've got right on our doorstep at the Abbey,
beautiful.
Isn't it? Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm.
And don't forget the Passion Play that we were talking about earlier in the podcast, happening on Wednesday the 17th of April. It's going to be at St Stephen's Church, the Church Green in Redditch Town Centre. And our guest, the lovely Elaine, talked about it earlier on the podcast. She tells me the doors open there at 6 p.m. and you can get your tickets actually at the door on the day, or you can pop into the church beforehand and buy them in advance. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. Email us your event details or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast and watchers on our new YouTube channel. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week. And thank you so much, Ian, for joining me.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Claire. There's lots going on. I know that on Friday night, I'm off to see the Mersey Beatles myself. And tickets are free.
Yeah.
But they are great. They're great.
Oh yeah, sounds good.
So, see you next week. My name's Ross Crawford. You can get in touch with me at ross.crawford@bulletinmedia.com or editor@redditstandard.co.uk. And also, you can call me on 01527 588 697. And don't forget to check out our website for its daily updates at www.redditstandard.co.uk. Thanks again to Elaine, Ian, and Claire. See you next week.